Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the House impeachment managers walked the articles across the Capitol after a long-anticipated vote yesterday that took place largely along party lines. Meanwhile, more information that could impact the trial keeps coming in. Now, Lev Parnas, the Soviet-born businessman who played a central role in the campaign to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals of the president, has completed his break with the White House. He's asserting for the first time in public that the president was fully aware of the efforts to dig up damaging information on his behalf. He's spoken to the New York Times. He's recorded an interview with MSNBC. He's made some statements that even Mr. Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, responded to, saying in a text message that it was sad to watch how the Trump haters are using Mr. Parnas. He had called Parnas a proven liar and suggested he was undermining his credibility as a potential witness. Quote, let him run himself out, then I'll respond if necessary.
This is the president of the United States who's calling anybody else a liar. I mean, you know, we know he's a lying liar. And the fact that this is a very dangerous, not only was on MSNBC, but he showed up on CNN, Anderson Cooper also, and he's laying it all out. Now, it could be a fake out. This is a pal of Giuliani's. They've got one piece of film after another showing him and Giuliani with their ties loosened and waving at the cameras. And there's nothing that one can make out of it except that Parnas is basically throwing the president under the truck. Of course, if it turns out that Parnas is duplicitous or if something else is going on here, we'll find out. However, the big issue is, are there going to be witnesses? Here's a guy who comes forward. He says he was close to it. He knew everything that was going on. Giuliani was briefing him as soon as he spoke to the president, and that the president knew the whole thing, and it was a plot designed to do what? To undermine the election again. In the meantime, David, you're finding some new polls coming out showing that the states which Trump won by slim margins have shifted towards the Democrats, and several of them could win. It's interesting because Bernie Sanders shows some real strength. And all of this is up in the air as Parnas's new information comes out. That doesn't mean the Democrats don't make some mistakes. After they impeached the president, the speaker handed out pens to the other people who were standing next to her. That wasn't a good moment. She says it's a solemn thing. This is not passing a bill. So I think that was a mistake, and I think they know it. The media is certainly calling it for that. But it's small compared to what the president is being accused of. It is now up to the senators, the Republican senators, to decide whether they're going to tell the American people that on a trial they cannot have witnesses or written material. In the meantime, the Senate Republicans are doing some interesting things. One is they are basically shutting down most of the cameras that C-SPAN has. It's only going to be one camera allowed. So if they think that that's going to please the American people, they should think again. I think they're placing themselves, the Republican senators, in grave jeopardy, either by denying witnesses and relevant material or by saying we're going to limit the American people's access to this trial. It is fascinating to watch.
Along with that, in a dying swift trial, Trump's legal team aims to block witnesses and cast doubts on charges. The White House has accepted the idea that the senators should make quick work of acquitting President Trump. Where does John Roberts fit in all of this?
Well, I think John Roberts is going to be sworn in, as the Chief Justice is supposed to do under the Constitution, to preside over the trial. We will see what the Republicans' rules are, because they get to set the rules of the trial. Roberts basically has to bang down the gavel. Now, he could play a more assiduous part in this. He is, of course, a Republican-nominated Chief Justice, but not by this Republican crowd, but by the Bush crowd. And that may make a difference. We know there's no love lost between those two groups. So we'll see. Roberts, of course, is worried about the reputation the Supreme Court is getting and wants to make it clear that, as he says, there are no Republican or Democratic judges, which, of course, there are. Otherwise, we wouldn't know exactly how the justices were going to vote in a given situation.
Cue the dark music. President Vladimir Putin has engineered a surprise shakeup of Russia's leadership and proposed changes to the Constitution that could keep him in power after the end of his term in 2024. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev resigned his post after Putin announced the proposed constitutional amendments.
and Putin has put a technocrat in his place as the prime minister. So something must be happening. We know that the Russian people, while they are fiercely nationalistic sometimes, are also people who have to eat and breathe, and Russia's not an easy place to be. 2024, by the way, David, is a long way off. Putin can engineer any kind of thing he wants, including staying in office longer. What he's doing is setting up some kind of a council that will have supreme leadership over the government, so that even if he isn't the president or the prime minister, which he has been on occasion, he'll still control things. But as I say, 2024, still a long way off.
Well, we keep saying it and saying it. Two U.S. agencies say the decade that just ended was by far the hottest ever measured on Earth, and scientists say there is no doubt at all this is man-made climate change.
The scientists are right. The president is wrong. The president is basically a climate denier who has cast all kinds of aspersions on the scientific community, which is just nuts. We know that we are not doing what we have to do to save ourselves. I saw a poll the other day that said Americans think health care is number one. But you got to figure, you can't go to a doctor if there's no world.
And we've been seeing extremes around here lately, haven't we, Alan? From 60 degrees over the weekend now to what's going to be a deep freeze coming this afternoon to this evening. And while we're at it, just be cautious this morning. Many areas getting a sheen of sleet, freezing rain and snow, and that's going to continue later this afternoon as well. So be careful out there.
Looks awful, David. Looks just awful.